Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 9th, 2023. Today is Thursday in the second week of Lent. This is a reading from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit." If you are a reader of the Psalms, these few verses from the prophet may sound familiar. Hear these words from Psalm 1. "Happy are those who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on His law day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper." In each of these passages, trusting in the Lord and meditating on the law of the Lord are the streams of water that nourish the faithful. To sink one's roots of faith deeply into those streams is to be able to draw sustenance from a source which will never run dry. The tree by the stream flourishes. The covenant people flourish to the degree they are connected by obedience and trust to the law of the Lord, given to them as a gift and as an inheritance. But the few lines I read at the beginning of today's diary are surrounded by words from God that aren't nearly as encouraging. "Cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and who make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert, and they shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart, to give according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings." The prophet Isaiah's witness against his people is that they have sunk their spiritual roots in parched and salty soil. They have opted to trust in themselves, their own wisdom, their own power, and their own understanding. They have deceived themselves into believing they can manage without the God who, throughout their history, had delivered them and sustained them time and time again. I heard a preacher one time suggest that the real forbidden fruit consumed by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden had nothing to do with anything growing on a tree, but rather they bought into the lie of self-sufficiency, that through obtaining knowledge they could manage their lives for themselves without the benefit of God, because they would, in the words of the serpent, become like God. I doubt anyone listening to this audio would make a claim toward deity, but I suspect most of us struggle with the temptation to run our own lives towards our own benefit as self-sufficiently as possible without any need to consult with, consider, or trust in God. As a Christian living in America, I've often wondered what it says about the United States that the words "In God we trust" are displayed so prominently on our currency. Practically speaking, Americans live as if the thing in our lives with the most power for us is the currency itself, since the currency tempts us with the false narrative of self-sufficiency, that if we have enough of it, then our problems would be solved. And here's the trap. Enough always seems to be defined as more than we already have. We put faith in our faith in the economy. We trust in Wall Street. We plant ourselves by the streams of capitalism, consumerism, and competition. And then we wonder why we feel so empty inside. In Jeremiah's time, the prophet sees the ways in which God's people have gone astray from all that God had intended for them. The prophet's call to a wayward people is to draw them back to the place where true flourishing is possible, planted by the stream of God's righteousness, mercy, and steadfast love. To trust in God is more than an intellectual exercise. Trusting in the Lord is a lifetime of making daily decisions toward faithfulness in God and away from the lie that we can live life on our own. Today is another opportunity to trust in the Lord with all our heart. God grant us the strength to do just that. Let us pray. O Lord, strong and mighty, Lord of hosts and King of glory, cleanse our hearts from sin, keep our hands pure, and turn our minds from what is passing away, so that at the last we may stand in your holy place and receive your blessing. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.